Do you want to win your fantasy week? I know you do. Do you want to win your fantasy season? I'm sure you do. What's the best way to do that? It's right here on Fantasy Fluent with me, Anthony K of Sports Fluent, and the producer, Mike DeFran. Mike, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Listen, I play in a bunch of different leagues. And my main leagues, I'm fine. Got some big wins. I was up big going into Monday night.
Lamar killed you.
Nope. All he had left was his tight end. Oh. And I thought, how many points could a tight end score?
A lot.
Well, I found out it's quite a bit. And I took that loss, and I'm very angry about it. So I'm curious to see if we have a tight end question. I might be a little upset because I don't want to talk about tight ends this week. But let me know, what do we got on the pipe for questions?
We just might have a tight end question. My first question, though, is about one Dalvin Cook. Dalvin Cook was kind of the consensus number two overall pick. I had the second pick in my league. I picked him number two. But he's been either kind of hurt this year or just not putting up the great numbers. How worried are you about Dalvin Cook right now?
I was worried about Dalvin Cook. If you remember, he didn't take my advice when one of our first episodes this season, because I said he's just always kind of, he's going to be nicked up and he's going to miss games. I didn't think he'd miss this many. Mm-hmm. I think I said to you, take Kamara, there's other options at number two. As if you remember, I think I did say, don't be scared to take Kamara at two. Yeah, I'm very concerned with Dalvin Cook. The games that he plays, you're going to be great, but you're only going to get him for, it's funny, the 1-2, both of them, right? Most people took CMC 1, Dalvin Cook 2. And look, when they play, you're going to get great results, but they're just not playing enough.
Right.
So I'm concerned because I don't think he's going to be around, for whatever you've got left in the season. Now, for half of those games, he's going to be available.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm struggling right now because Dalvin Cook has been on my bench injured.
Yeah, so. Listen, I will say this. There's going to be, listen, go through. I know you didn't ask a trade question, but I'm going to give you some trade advice. Go through the players in your league if you know them, right? It's tougher if you play in a league where you don't know anybody. But if you know them and you can find out who's new, who's not a real, true football fan. And you'll be able to, I think, take one of them and say, hey, I'm going to put up Dalvin Cook because that's a name they all know. He was a second overall pick. Oh, yeah, he's healthy. You can't do it on a week that he's questionable. You got to find a week that he's playing and make an offer. Try to get a kind of second tier running back, a second tier wide receiver together, coupled, and see if you can't bolster your team by giving him up, because I know it sounds blasphemous to give up the second pick, but if you look at the points that you're getting from him versus what you might get in a trade, you got to at least pick up the phone, or you at least got to put some feelers out there and see what you can get.
Mm-hmm.
Someone might bite.
I might be trading Dalvin Cook here within the next couple of days. Speaking of kind of big performers and guys that I think are trending in the opposite direction, are trending upward. We saw it in London on Sunday. Kyle Pitts had a great game. It seemed like for the first time, the Falcons prioritized feeding the ball to, their first round draft pick. He looked like a monster out there. He looked like a man amongst boys. So going forward, should Kyle Pitts be tight end one?
No. You want me to elaborate? I'll tell you what. I have Kyle Pitts. I have him on one of my teams, and he did great for me. It probably won me my week. The problem is, why did Kyle Pitts play so well? Why did they go to him so often? Well, it's because Calvin Ridley and Justin Gage were out.
True.
So are you going to – now, if they're out again, 100%, put him in. Look, you're going to probably play him if you have Kyle Pitts, because unfortunately you probably drafted him a little high because he was going in most leagues. In my league, he dropped. I mean, now granted, it's the one league, it's a two QB league, so tight ends had almost no value. So I got him where he should have been taken. That being said, when Calvin Ridley's back in the game, when Gage is in the game, Cordell Patterson has clearly emerged as an option. the upside is scary when everyone's there. But you're right. If Ridley misses any more time, yes, then yes, you could play him with confidence. But I think you're gonna play him anyways. Let me go backtrack a little bit. If you have Kyle Pitts, you're playing him. If you play him, just curb your expectations, right? That what we saw in London, I think that's his ceiling. He's not gonna have another game that good.
Interesting. Okay. All right. I'm pretty high on Kyle Pitts, but I do see what you're saying that, like, you know, Calvin Ridley was out, Cage was out. They played the Jets. Like, those are all factors that
there's a lot of things going his way.
Yeah. No, I can agree with that. I do think that they'll try to get him the ball more.
I think I don't think you're going to see what you saw kind of in the first couple of weeks, but I don't think you're going to see what you saw last week.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the middle there.
Yeah, I do think he's got in a couple of years. I think he could be really, really. I think he can be the best receiving tight end in the league. Speaking of guys who had amazing weeks last week, I know I kind of alluded to this. Lamar Jackson, is he going to keep up this insanity that he's been doing? I mean, last week he had over 400 yards, multiple touchdowns. He's a threat, obviously, with his legs. And he's kind of doing it all right now because the Ravens running back situation is just a giant question mark. So how important is Lamar Jackson for fantasy going forward? Like, what do you see him doing the rest of the year?
He had over 500, including his rushing and his passing. He had over 500 yards last week. And yeah, look, are you going to see those kind of numbers week in, week out? No. But yeah, he is a definite, right, superstar. He's going to be your probably QB1 mm-hmm. In fantasy. And in real football, he should be in the conversation for MVP. Because just imagine you take Lamar Jackson off the Ravens.
Oh, man.
That's not a playoff team. No. And with him, they probably are winning the AFC North. That's the difference. That's the impact that he has in real football and in fantasy. So if you were smart enough to pick up Lamar Jackson, hopefully you didn't kind of stretch for him. Yeah, you put him in there as your QB1 and you just smile all your way to at least a championship. Because hopefully you drafted everybody else right. Because he's going to carry up moving forward for sure.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. One of my last questions is about, unfortunately, my guys, DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett. A lot of people have these guys. It seems like every other week, one of them goes off for two touchdowns and 100 plus yards. But with Russell Wilson set to miss 6 to 8 weeks with his finger injury, are you trading DK Metcalf for Tyler Lockett, or what are you doing with them?
I don't think anyone takes them. That's the problem. They've gone from, you know, what each one had wide receiver one potential. Mm-hmm. As your number one starter, when I say wide receiver one, not the top receiver in the league, but now they're a flex. Like they just, it, like, unless Geno Smith shows me something that I've never seen him show me before. Yeah. They're, you know, if you got him again, you got to play him. But you know, again, curb your expectations. That injury, it's a huge hit, to their fantasy value. Now, if they're in PPR, listen, Geno Smith's going to have to complete some passes. They're going to have to get, you know, they're going to score some. But, you know, it's not going to be, I think it hurts Tyler Lockett a lot more than DK Metcalf. DK Metcalf is kind of, you know, he's the big, strong go-to. You can kind of throw it up there and he'll get it. And I think that's where Geno Smith probably is going to put most of his attention. So maybe I'm backtracking on that and saying, I think maybe DK Metcalf might be okay. Mm-hmm. Tyler Lockett and Russell Wilson had a special connection.
Yes.
Like when you look at the amount of targets versus the percentage of receptions of those targets, it's like one of the best in the history of football. They're ridiculous. So I think that's the one that's really going to hurt.
Yeah. I was going to agree with you on the Tyler Lockett point of they don't have the same connection that Russ and him did. Number one. Number two, Tyler Lockett is a kind of, he's a volume receiver. He gets more targets. He gets more catches. Typically, DK will probably average more yards per catch. He'll probably have a higher touchdown percentage. And so I think Geno sometimes, if he panics or whatever, will just look to the guy who's 6'4", 220.
Yeah.
Runs a 4.3.
I don't blame him either. Yeah.
No, I don't blame him. But I think, you know, with Russ, he has that connection with Tyler. So I am more worried about Tyler Lockett. I will be honest with you. But who knows? Let's hope that. For my fantasy team and for my real team, I hope that Geno Smith can go out and be amazing. And lastly, what do you make of Tom Brady throwing about 5 touchdown passes every single game. Is that sustainable?
Is it? No. 3 or 4 though, probably. I think, you know, he's clearly made a deal with the devil.
Yeah. Father time doesn't exist.
Yeah. Father time doesn't exist. He's got one of those. We talked about this, right after the game on Sunday with some friends. We're like, he's got that arm. I don't know if you remember Will Smith in I, Robot. He's got that one fake. That's what Tom Brady must have. There's no other explanation, or he's some kind of alien for a 44-year-old to be throwing over 400 yards and 5 touchdowns. It's just, it's insane. So yeah, I think look, he's shown no reason why you should doubt him. He still has the weapons, right? As long as he has Godwin and Evans and AB, you know, Gronk's going to be, I don't know if he's back this week, but Gronk's going to be back. They don't have a running game, so they're going to have to throw the ball. Their secondary is struggling. So teams are probably going to put points up on them, and they can't run. So they're going to have to throw their opposition. So yeah, he's got no choice. He's going to have to throw them to win. So, you know, I don't see why that would change. He has everything working in his favor.
Right.
I don't see why that would change. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, you know, he is 44 years old. So logic would tell you, oh yeah, maybe don't start a 44 year old quarterback.
I think logic is out the window.
Logic is out the window with Tom Brady. It's unreal. It is unreal.
To show you how bad that week was that I told you that I, Mark Andrews, I was winning and he had Tom Brady too.
Yeah.
So how confident are you when you're going against Tom Brady, who has that kind of game, and you're winning big, and then to have the tight end?
Mark Andrews. That's in two of my most important leagues. I got Tom Brady. I think he was like the 10th quarterback off the board or something like that.
Oh yeah.
Got Tom Brady. And then in my most recent league, a couple weeks ago, I traded for Lamar Jackson. So I've been in the quarterback department. I'm doing pretty good right now. It's just the running backs. I'm struggling. Dalvin Cook is being a thorn in the side of my butt. And my receiver, Brandon Ayuk, has been nothing but nothing. He's been nothing.
Yeah, it's all about Debo in San Francisco. So that's a tough one.
Yeah. Yep. So,
all right.
That's all the questions I have.
That's all we got for this week. All right. Let us know what questions you have for Fantasy Fluent. If you want to win your league, you got to reach out. Make sure to follow, subscribe, and until next week, stay fluent.
Get the full Sports Fluent Anthony K and Friends experience. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at sports_fluent. What does it mean to be truly fluent? Support us today for exclusive content, direct one-on-one chats, answers to your questions, and best of all, every quarter, a lucky supporter will be chosen to appear on Sports Fluent and receive some great swag from Boardwalk Los Angeles. How can you support us? Go to anchor.fm/sports-fluent/support.